seem too eager. I was too tired, anyway. You do not treat with a deceiver without full command of your faculties. Sleep was the lover whose arms I needed to wrap me up. Chapter 42. I was playing Tonk with Spiff and Jojo and Kendo Cutter, an interesting mix. At least three of us took our religion somewhat seriously. Jojo's real name was Cho Dai Cho. He was Nguyen Bo, and in theory, One Eye's bodyguard. One Eye did not want a bodyguard. Jojo did not want to be a bodyguard, so they did not see much of one another. And the rest of us saw as little of Jojo as we did of Uncle Doge. Jojo complained,
"You're just ganging up on the dumb swamp boy, I know."
I said, "Me getting cahoots with a heretic and an unbeliever?"
"You'll ambush them after you finish picking my bones."
I had been having an unusual run of luck. Everybody resents it when their favorite mark gets lucky. I said, "I can't get used to this not having to go to work." Jojo discarded a six I needed to fill in to the inside of a five-card straight. Maybe this is my day.
"Be a good time to get out and find you a man, then."
"Goblin, you're still alive. As mad as Soulcatcher was last night, I figured she would have you for a midnight snack before you got halfway home." Goblin gave me his big frog grin.
"She's gonna walk funny for a while. I couldn't believe she actually stomped on it."
His grin faded.
"I've been thinking. Maybe nailing her that way was a mistake. I could have led her somewhere where we could have got her in a crossfire."
She would have been looking for that. In fact, her suspecting something like that was probably one reason she didn't keep chasing you. "You want to sit in?" All three of my companions glowered. Goblin was not One Eye, but they did not trust him a bit. They knew with the confidence of ignorance that Goblin was just more clever when he cheated. The fact that his history was one of losing more than he won was just a part of the cover-up. You might have noticed that the human animal is fond of forming and clinging to prejudices, remaining their steadfast curator in the face of all reason and contradiction.
"Not this time."
Goblin could take a hint. He would also take them some other way sometime and laugh himself silly behind his hand. And it would serve them right.
"Got work to do. I'm already getting complaints from everybody about a ghost that was all over the warehouse last night. Got to scope it out."
I had a losing hand, or foot. I tossed it in. "He's making me feel guilty for loafing." I collected my winnings.
"You can't quit now,"
Kendo grumbled. "You proved your point. Women can't play cards. I stay here much longer, I won't have a copper left to my name."
"Then you wouldn't get a birthday present this year."
"Didn't get one last year either."
"I must have played Tonk with you then, too. So many of you do it. I have a hard time keeping track of which ones of you guys keep beating up on me." They all grumbled now. Goblin said,
"Maybe I can sit in, just for a hand or two."
"That's all right. You better help Sleepy, or Sleepy can help you."
The grumbling stopped.